please, Carla.
856, request of Jennifer Burt, to address council regarding positive outcomes of the recreation arbitration and Portland's rising cost of living.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. My name is Jenny Burt. I'm a recreation coordinator, too, for Citywide Recreation. And I've been employed with Portland Parks and Recreation for over 18 years, just like Jamie. I'm also an active member of Labor's Local 483, have representing recreation on the past two contract negotiation teams, the recreation arbitration negotiation team, and serving as a shop steward as well as our executive board. As you may recall, I sat before you in February of 2016 giving testimony in support of the recreation agreement reached by Portland Parks and Recreation Management Team and Local 483, which was a direct result of the recreation arbitration ruling of May of 2015. I'm pleased to report that that agreement continues towards achieving its goal of setting clear, bright lines for the work of all recreation employees, and so far has been preventing further slide of represented work onto casual staff. It resulted in the creation of 150 benefited positions, returning many of the jobs lost to budget cuts over the years, and finally providing living wages to those employees, some who had been picking up the slack for years. The agreement also brought the opportunity of voluntary recognition of a new classification of recreation workers, which will now see approximately 300 additional employees be recognized and better compensated for their commitment and dedication to the mission of our bureau and the city we all serve. I come before you today to acknowledge and thank you for the recognition, support, and commitment you have shown our local, our bargaining team, and the hundreds of employees who will for the first time benefit from better wages and working conditions through the REC arbitration agreement and our most recent, soon-to-be-ratified collective bargaining agreement. I believe this is a testament to your commitment as a council towards making the City of Portland a model employer. However, while it is true that we have made great strides forward to achieving that goal, there is still work yet to be done. There are still countless recreation and city employees living below the poverty level, struggling to make ends meet, while the cost of living in our city continues to skyrocket. Although we are truly moving toward in the right direction, many of our represented employees still today can't afford to live in the limits of the city that they serve. It is my hope that Local 483 and the city can continue working together positively to ensure that someday soon all City of Portland employees have the opportunity to achieve a living wage and the City of Portland achieves the goal of being a true model employer. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners, for your time and consideration today and for your ongoing commitment to work collectively and collaboratively with us towards reaching agreements that help make the City of Portland a better place to live and work. And to Commissioner Fritz, thank you for your continued encouragement and support of all recreation staff. By working together, we truly can achieve great things. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come in today. And I also want to recognize your entire union bargaining teams over the years. Anna Kenwick, Mayor, and your staff have been amazing. Harry Auerbach, lately retired from the city attorney's office.
Yes.
I'm really happy that we are moving towards paying such wonderful employees the wages and benefits they deserve. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.